Hendrickville. This is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Fan Run Radio.
To the end zone and caught for the touchdown, McCoy. Milton to Brew McCoy. Milton gonna take a shot wide open and just struck in his Keaton. Joe Milton does it again. Best formation football there is. And that feeling for Josh Heupel. The Tennessee Volunteers are the champions of the Capital One Orange Bowl. And Joe Milton has got to feel great.
Rick Barnes, Bill Self shake hands. Tennessee, they're your champs. The Bad Boy Mowers battle for Atlantis goes to the Volunteers. And they were the bad boys from the jump in this one.
That's an interesting question.
This is a moonshot. Wake up, squirrels. You got a visitor. Into the trees.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me. You hear? Hell's coming with me.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. Good Wednesday to you. It is 3 and Out. Nate Hodges along with Houston Kress, Adam Hickman.
Boo!
Intern Brett.
Boo!
Who are you booing?
Boo. Yeah, it sounded like he was booing me.
No, it kind of did.
What'd no. Brett do?
Yeah. It's not Brett.
I didn't get my name
Boo.
Out.
I know.
Brett. Boo. Not Brett. Boo. Boo.
You could have waited until I
did the intro.
Mentioned that, you know, was Tennessee was traveling down to Hattiesburg. Hattiesburg.
Wait till you get Hickman's take on this.
It is kind of a, Hattiesburg. It's kind of a cool name.
Is it Hattiesburg or Hattiesburg?
Hattiesburg.
I've heard Hattiesburg yesterday.
Hattiesburg.
Hattiesburg.
Hattiesburg. Yeah, it's like out in Merle. Hattiesburg. How's a GPS lady say it?
You can't trust her. She always
says
it wrong.
Whatever she says, you just go the other way.
Nah.
Hattiesburg. Okay, it's Hattiesburg.
Hattiesburg.
Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Welcome to Maryville.
Mm-hmm. Knoxville.
Knoxville.
What did one of
Blount
them say one
County.
Time? Yeah. Severe.
Seaverville.
Seaverville.
Yeah,
that's
that,
it.
That there's.
Seaverville.
I've had to educate.
It's making him uncomfortable.
Bad. A few guys in our bass club have moved from up north.
Oh, those.
And they're like, hey, it's over in Seaverville. I'm like, let's hang on.
That's worse than Maryville. Seaverville?
But if you don't know, it looks like.
Okay. My Seaver? Thing is.
It's, no, it's not Seaver. There's no I before the V.
Well, I know. I'm just saying it's like,
like, you could have a northern accent and say
Seaverville. It's not spelled severe. I mean, it is, but not like the word severe.
But it's not Seaver. Like, how did...
You've never misread anything in your life.
Oh, I misread stuff all the time.
You've never mispronounced anything in your
life. What makes it the worst is when tourists will call it Sevier County. Severe. They'll call it Sevier County.
And then Seaverville?
And then still call it Seaverville.
Weird.
And I'm like, how dumb are you?
So, we're in Seaver County. Sevier County actually doesn't sound that bad.
I've heard worse.
Yeah, Sevier County.
I feel like whenever I'm going up there, I just say Sevier County.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just telling people going to Sevier County. It's all the same.
It's boom, 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 right?
Most of the time, you're just going to Gatlinburg or Dollywood.
You got your first big metropolis there when you get off the exit, Kodak.
They're going to rename it Bucky's.
Keep going.
Metropolis.
You'll hit Sevierville. Then you got Pigeon Forge.
Hang a right.
Can't miss it.
Hattiesburg.
Oh, gosh.
They don't even have a Bucky's.
They got nothing.
They barely have a gas station.
I think they have a gas
station. How many lights they have there?
It's not that small, Nate.
It's not.
No.
Hang on. Hattiesburg population.
Brett read it yesterday.
Yeah,
it's like
40,000. Yeah, 45,000.
One of the funnier tweets yesterday was Vollen, South Carolina fan. He said they had a Radio Shack next town over.
Which lets you know they're stuck in 1992.
Grant Ramey tweeted out they had like two or three Papa John's or
Domino's.
Yeah.
It was like top places. Some TripAdvisor list. It was like top places.
It was restaurants.
Like, was it top restaurants?
Yeah, yeah, Domino's was like four. Two and three or something.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Great.
Nah. You called it. You spoke it into existence.
I did not speak it into existence.
Did they ever come out and actually say why they...
No.
No.
And they won't.
The
NCAA. Because they don't have
WBIR tweeted it out or maybe. I don't know.
Are there thoughts on it?
Or you know. They had remarks from the NCAA or something.
Really?
I thought it's all...
Mm.
We hate Tony. He's in trouble. We didn't want to do Tennessee any favors. We don't like them. See y'all in Mississippi.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It is right here. The NCAA responded to WBR's request.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
They probably just said that we just hate Tennessee and we wanted to punish them.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, get it out there.
Like, that is just, like, it's fun to joke about, okay? Like, weird things happen all the time. It's fun to poke fun at. Anybody who thinks the NCAA actually has a grudge against the University of Tennessee is an idiot.
They literally changed the rules of baseball because of us.
And if it wasn't us they changed them because of, if it was, let's say TCU was out there doing it, they would have changed them as well. It was going to happen regardless.
But they didn't change it because of anybody else. They changed it because of us.
Because no one else did it. It was us only.
Other people did
it.
That Indiana kid got suspended 2 days ago.
Yeah, after we did it all last year to get the rule changed. You want to talk about having a grudge? Like, ask North Carolina State baseball how they feel. They got the shaft 2 years in a row by the NCAA. They were told, hey, I don't care. You, regardless, if you have enough players, you can't finish your postseason. Then the year after that, they have one of the most entertaining players in college baseball make a run to their conference tournament championship when they were a bubble team. Guess what? You get the shaft again. You're not in the tournament. So this happens to everybody. Every team out there has been screwed over
every
by the
team.
NCAA.
How did Vandy get screwed over?
It's happened before.
How?
Guarantee. Like, I don't know every instance that this has happened.
Well,
but
you
it
just said it's happened
time.
To every team.
The NCAA
you'd have
sucks. That's not changing. Them sucking has affected every team in NCAA athletics at some point or other. It's not some personal grudge against the University of Tennessee and their athletic department.
Hmm.
Especially now, like, and another thing is, like, most Vol fans, like, that are reasonable, like, we recognize that, hey, it's pretty close here on Southern Miss versus UT on who should host. Both will be great atmospheres. Both places will be packed. The RPI, strength of schedule, the records, like everything's pretty similar. So
it sounds like they just picked the one that would get the most people in.
Yeah. And can you blame them?
How about Hickman just standing for the NCAA and Mississippi or Southern Miss today?
I mean, I didn't have that on my bingo card. That they screw over lots of people. You just feel it worse when they screw over you.
And for what it's worth, I think Tennessee should have been the host school. But
clearly.
They told WBIR that, you know, both teams met the minimum guidelines in their respective bid proposals and that the committee decision is based on site selection criteria, including factors such as quality and availability of the facility, revenue potential, and attendance potential. And then the the Southern Miss assistant athletic director slash communications dude sent this statement. He said, our stadium was sold out for the entire season as we averaged 5,276 a game. Other than the allotment the NCAA requires us to make available for Tennessee, which is 600 tickets, and 100 tickets that are to be sold to the general public, we do not anticipate any additional available tickets outside of our season ticket holders. Tennessee gave WBIR...
at least we'll have all those extra people in there rooting against us. That's fun.
Tennessee gave WBIR a statement that those 600 tickets will go to team slash player guest. Leftovers go to season ticket holders who request. So good luck getting a ticket. Good grief.
I think that's their season ticket holders. They request.
No, ours. Like,
are you sure?
Yeah. But how many leftovers are there going to be?
None. I wouldn't think.
Yeah, that's one. So it's a rule that you have to sell 100 tickets to the general public. That's it.
Yeah, but I don't think that means that they have to go to Tennessee's.
No, the 100 would go to the general public, which is
going
to be Southern. You know, I don't know how you'd even know when those become available. No, it's the 600 tickets that go to Tennessee. Tennessee said we're going to give, you know, those go to our our team essentially, and then if there's any left over, so I mean, you probably got to be one of the top. What do you think? 20. Tennessee baseball donors to just have the university reach out to you and say, hey, got you a couple tickets here. Where do you want, you know?
Yeah.
It does kind of suck that, I mean, if there was a good venue with, you know, good places to stay and stuff, that you probably could get like 15,000 people for this game at like some neutral site place. You know what I mean? Like if this was a
Hoover.
If this was the basketball tournament and these two teams were just meeting in a regional final and it was somewhere relatively, you know.
Yesterday we wanted the super, now we want it neutral site.
Well, yeah. No, I'm just saying it is weird. They can't do it because in many of these other series that wouldn't be the case. If you put it in a neutral site, the attendance would actually go down for some of these. For some of these smaller schools or schools that just don't care that much about baseball. Plus, you know, but Southern Miss, like, this is their thing. We've caught the, you know, the mid-major. I mean, this is their best sport, right? Am I crazy?
Yes.
I mean, by far. You ever heard of Southern Miss in anything?
Football has some solid years once every 5 or 6 years.
But they usually just, like, beat one team. Like, yeah. They're not, like, a top 16 team in the country. I mean, they were a top 8 seed. Was that last year, 2 years ago? That was last year, right?
Yes.
Oh, that was last year, yeah. They were a top 8 seed last year. It's like playing the Gonzaga of basketball, but, you know, a few years ago before they were really, really good.
So are they going to put all these games on ESPN Plus and make us sign up again?
ESPNU, Chris. ESPNU. Saturday good. At 3. The rest are TBD.
Terrible time slot.
What's wrong with 3 o'clock?
Could be noon.
I'd rather it be noon for Saturday, I believe.
What do you got going on? What are you so...
He's got a busy weekend, he said.
He's got a bunch of buddies in town, remember?
Rather get it over with.
Is that?
Like, you know, like just watch it at noon, get it over with, then my evening's free to...
Your evening will be open at 3. Like, what time do you go to bed on Saturday night? Like 8:30? Like, good Lord.
Like... 2.
Yeah,
8:30 in the morning Sunday.
But I got a thing at noon.
Perfect.
Game, but that's like an all-day thing, so I don't want to have to leave and be rude.
Well, if it was an all-day thing, then it wouldn't have mattered when the game was.
I think you're at that they won't have the game on TV.
I don't know. I just know it's going to be outside.
Is this a wedding?
No. It's just the cookout.
The cookout's at noon. That's perfect. You can stay for about 2.5 hours and get out of there.
What are you bringing to the cookout?
Nothing.
Oh, my gosh. This young whippersnapper
has reason for the cookout?
You
got to
take something. You can't make some banana pudding or, like, strawberry shortcake or something?
Pick up a bag of chips.
One of my good buddies from school, he's in from California. He's in the military, and his family's having a cookout.
Okay.
Nice.
You got to take something.
Yeah.
Pecan pie.
It's a rule.
con?
Not really in season.
Wouldn't be the worst, though.
At least it's something.
What about like a summer cheesecake?
Yeah, great.
A cheesecake platter.
With all the different flavors? Yeah, that'd be great. It's a great idea.
Don't worry, it's supposed
Kroger
to rain.
Has these rectangle-shaped cakes. They've got lemon, they've got chocolate, they've got, what's it called? Dulce leche?
Oh, yeah.
They've got tiramisu, strawberry shortcake. Just get a couple of those. They just cut them real thin. Easy.
Take some crumble cookies out there.
See? That could work.
Could. They'd be gone pretty quick, probably.
That's okay. Get one of those cutters. Yeah. You know, four.
You got to buy those separate?
I think so.
No, they come with the box.
Oh, do they?
I don't think they do.
They don't.
They don't?
No.
I mean, you can use a knife. It's not that hard.
Yeah, but the cutter's so nifty.
It is nifty.
If anybody ever sees cotton candy pop back up at Crumble on their website, somebody please DM me ASAP.
His life depends on it.
You got to think. That's the best cookie I've had, and it was 4 days old. imagine that thing fresh.
Have you had that one?
No.
Do you like cotton candy?
It's fine.
I don't really like cotton candy.
But that cookie
it was pretty good.
Okay. I love cotton candy flavored stuff. Mm. The Blue Bell cotton candy ice cream.
See,
Dairy Queen.
I like it in very small doses.
Cotton candy Blizzard is just.
Let's see. Hickman, right now they have chocolate chip, Nilla Bean cupcake.
Ooh.
Cinnamon fry bread with, cinnamon buttercream icing on top. Pretty good. Molten lava. How is that? I guess when he gets us cookies, he always has to pick them up the night before. So anything that would be. Are they normally warm? Like when the other shows get cookies, are they warm?
Well, he still has to drive.
No, I don't know.
Oh, he still has to drive.
Thanks, Hickman. Appreciate it. You sure that Crumble Cookies don't just like come here and make the cookies here? Lemonade. I bet that one's pretty good. And then classic sugar cookie.
Yeah, they had a lemon cookie that one time that I'm not much of a lemon fan. But it actually was.
I thought the other day you said that the Ham and Goody's lemon cookie is like your favorite cookie.
That's like the only lemon thing I like, though. That's not lemonade.
So you like lemonade and lemon cookies, but you don't like lemon?
How about lemon cake?
Gives me the creeps.
Okay.
It what?
Gives me the creeps.
How?
It just does not taste right.
So you like lemon cookies, but not lemon cake?
Yeah.
I like my wife's lemon cake tastes just like the lemon cookies.
Yeah.
I don't like cake.
This doesn't even surprise me anymore.
It does me. Like, it still does. Like, Hickman, a crumble cookie is basically a cake.
Yeah, but no, it's more so of a cookie.
It's actually more a cake than a cookie.
It's in the name, crumble cookies.
But it's more so a little cake than a cookie.
Would you even say it's closer to a donut?
It's hard.
Nah. Okay.
Got to fry the donut.
I'm like, the over-under on...
These are not hard.
I might eat 2 pieces of cake a year.
What's wrong with cake?
And it's cheesecake.
Cheesecake is not cake.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
Oh, my goodness.
I eat 2 pieces of cake a year. It's cheesecake.
Cheesecake is a custard pie, essentially.
So good.
Oh, man.
You're just a weird man.
Yeah, but at the same time.
I like lemon cookies and lemonade, but I don't like lemon.
What the? What else is there that's so lemony? You like Sprite?
Lemon lime Gatorade?
Worst Gatorade flavor.
False. Yeah, it is the best. It's that and orange. They go back and forth for me depending
on
my
mood. It's weird though. I hate grape.
I mean, I'll drink it. It's not bad.
I hate grape flavored stuff with a passion.
Me too.
But grape Gatorade, it's the best.
He said this the other day. He's like, I hate grape stuff. Ugh. Literally gets a grape Powerade. Literally.
Yeah, Powerade, not Gatorade. Grape Powerade, the best.
I don't think
he
you know what you...
He doesn't even know his own rules.
Yeah, like, I don't... You see, it's funny because you speak in such absolutes like, oh, lemon flavor sucks. I do love lemon cookies and lemonade, though. Like... You got to leave some room for, like, you know, your own mistakes, really.
No.
Hattiesburg. Neat.
It's going to be a great environment.
Fun.
Isn't it supposed to rain?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Scattered thunderstorms, 90% Saturday.
So we're going to.
So don't even worry about it, man. I mean, just.
Delayed first pitch is what you're saying.
Just do your thing. Probably won't even start till Sunday.
Nice here. Yeah, weather here looks great.
What do they do? Do they still have that same rule that, like, you. Well, I guess it's three games potentially. And if. No, that's right. Like, normally there's a three game series, and they say you can only be somewhere 4 days. So is it. If Saturday is like a complete washout, I mean, they're going to have to. Can that thing go into Tuesday? I guess it can, but can't go into Wednesday.
That'd be perfect.
Can you double header? Can you play 7-inning games in a super regional?
No.
I don't know these rules.
No.
When
surely
does,
they would not do that.
When does Omaha start? Next weekend?
Yeah, next Friday.
Yeah, the next Friday.
Well, with our luck, this thing will run into Wednesday.
I'm pretty sure we play Friday if we win.
Yeah, so we want to wrap this up fast.
Wait, really? Even though we have the Saturday start?
They got four games on Friday. Wouldn't they start on the Friday?
Yeah, because it's depending on which side of the bracket you're on.
So
it's either Wake Forest is in bracket one and we're with them, which I would assume.
We are with them, yeah.
But do they start this Friday?
The games start Friday. It's Duke, Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, TCU, Indiana State, Oral Roberts, Oregon are all Friday.
So it sounds like our half of the bracket would be the other half, like the Saturday start.
Mm.
I hope so.
I hope we wouldn't have
one less
day.
Are all those teams on the same side? They are, aren't they?
Yes.
Okay. So I guess they flipped them.
Yeah, yeah.
But won't we bracket? Well, I can't remember our seed when we went to Omaha 2 years ago. 3 years, whenever that was. 2 years ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe they did flip
it. Duke and Virginia played noon at Friday. That's a tough time to play a game.
Yeah, so maybe bracket one will be that other half, the Florida half, which would start Friday. See, they do it all for TV, so they wanted to see which matchups came out. Like I was wondering if we didn't get to start Friday because, like, our matchup isn't as marquee, but
three games at 3 Saturday. Florida, South Carolina play at 3, Kentucky, LSU play at 3, and we play at 3.
Maybe they feel like 3 is the best slot, actually. I have no idea.
ESPN.
It doesn't make
ESPN
a lot of sense with the way they schedule it. They don't stagger them at all. They put all of them at the same time, at the same time slots.
Fairness.
It's weird. It's the same thing with the basketball tournament where, like, even on Sunday, they've got all these late games. It's NCAA, how it is. I mean, I would love to be. I'd love to start Friday, but I like 3 o'clock Saturday is not bad. It's better than noon, despite what somebody says. 3's nice. You still have your evening open, but it's not noon. So you'll be able to be at the party early. You can really get in some, good talk time before it gets crazy. Then you can slip out and go watch the game. You'll be there 2+ hours, right? How long is this cookout?
Like an all-day event.
You just come.
All-day event.
Leave and come back.
Yeah. Well, then I got another event that night.
Man, what a busy.
What an idiot scheduling events during.
It's a Great Gatsby over here.
Great Gatsby at Kodak.
Great Tennessee fan.
God.
I look for the little flash.
What do you have Saturday night?
Just to get together with some friends.
You're so, covert about, it's a cookout. It's a get-together. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, there's no reason. We just said, hey,
okay,
let's all get together.
So that's no problem?
It's middle.
If the game's bumped back, y'all can just watch the game. It's part of your get-together.
Which, I mean, we would watch the game at the second get-together for sure.
Well, there you go. It'll probably work out perfect. Probably get backed up a couple hours. And
that would be ideal.
The problem is going to be if it's, like, start and stop.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you know what? That might actually help us.
How?
We have the deepest pitching staff
That's true.
In the country.
And apparently their ace is like really, really good.
Yeah. So if the game goes three innings and it's 1-1
and he's like 50 pitches in.
Yeah, and then lightning delays for an hour and they have to take him out. Great.
I've always like, why can't you just leave him in? Like, is it
you can.
I know, but like typically they don't.
Yeah, the arm gets a little tight.
They're safety first, man.
The one time I've seen that was actually Tennessee, and it's when we left Chad Dallas in the Super Regionals against LSU after like the hour and a half delay.
Was that in the first inning, though? First or second? It was quick. Yeah,
I think it was the second because I think they went scoreless and then they hit a home run.
In the downpour? Second.
The whole premise is that they've warmed up. They've gotten to, you know, they've gotten.
Peak.
Yeah,
they've peaked.
They've peaked. The arm is loose, and that once, you know, and they've put all their effort into pitching X amount of innings or whatever, or pitches, and that once there's a break that long that they cool down, they'd have to re-warm up and do all that stuff again, and it's like pitching a second time that day, which you'd never pitch two, you know, the same guy in like two games in the same day. But I don't really think it would be that big a deal depending on how many pitches. I mean, you just have to re-warm up again.
This is showing only a 30% chance of rain Saturday in Hattiesburg.
Okay,
Captain Hattiesburg.
No, this says 60.
That's double 30.
Let's see.
Oh, a mathematizer.
58% scattered thunderstorms at 3 o'clock Saturday. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll dodge it. I would rather just have no issues and play the game. But if there are starts and stops, I think it
helps us, right?
I guess it could hurt us a little bit, and just if there's kind of like a mental comfortable factor, you know, mm-hmm. like them being in their home, you know, starting and stopping, they're familiar with
but
their surroundings.
Like we can go to like Halverson or Burns.
Yeah,
we
got
Lindsay or Dolan.
I'm sure the visitor locker room in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, is top shelf.
That's what I mean. Like that, like it might just be kind of weird for us. I don't even know what. Psychologically, is that a good way to put that? You know what I mean? Like, you go, we take the basketball team on the road sometimes, beat a team by 6, and then we play them at home, beat them by 40, you know, because it's just like, just tough to play on the road. Yeah, just like, don't shoot quite as well, don't play with the same edge, just, and you're trying to do all the things, you know, you're trying to be ready to go, but you just like can't make your body be as peak performance. But I do think if there's starting, if it turns into a pitching depth type of series, I mean, we've got lots of guys that if they go into a game and are on, can throw 4 to 6 innings also.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention just tons of arms to, I mean, we could do the Clemson thing to people where it's like, all right, get this batter out, and then we're going to somebody else, get this in, get through this one inning, and then mm-hmm. we're going to someone else.
Once they got in the back half of their pitching rotation, though, I mean, they fell off a cliff.
Well, they put the one guy in, they're like, yeah, he pretty much only throws fastballs. I'm like, okay, this sounds like a pretty good deal. Boom, home run. Or maybe that was when what's-his-face hit the double, actually. I don't know. We're off and running, Wednesday edition of the program. Stick with us right here on 3 and Out. Welcome back to 3 and Out, Wednesday edition of the program. I mean, we got the road win at Clemson. Basically, won that, you know, series, whatever you want to call it.
This is one game.
I feel like we're ready. Well, I mean, Charlotte beat them, and then we beat Charlotte again. So
pummeled Charlotte.
I mean, it was 3 in a row. So I'm frustrated for Tennessee fans that could have gone to the game. I don't think it changes my outlook on us winning or losing the series that much, though. I feel like if we play well, we win.
I agree.
And we don't have to really worry so much about, you know, their deal, like who they are, what they're going to, I mean.
They're not a bad team.
Right. But I just think we're good. Like, I don't. We're a good team. They can play pretty crappy at times. And we can play really well at times. And so, if being on the road in Hattiesburg means that we play like crap, then, you know, I don't. You probably weren't going to. Let's say the NCAA said, all right, yep, Knoxville's it. And we barely squeaked by Southern Miss just because we're at home. Well, then, you know, we're probably 2 or 3 and out in Omaha anyway.
Yep.
You know, this team, projects as the type of team that could win the national championship.
Oh.
I mean, the odds have said that pretty much the whole postseason. We're like, you know, been second, third, fifth in that range.
Pitching was pretty good in Clemson.
And so maybe, I mean, obviously you got to win, but maybe going on the road and, I mean, you even mentioned it, and Dickey even tweeted something that I think he later deleted. Like,
he deleted it, yeah.
This gives them an edge to play with, kind of a, you know, they can be the villains again. Go on the road, win in a hostile environment. Maybe it actually toughens them up when they go to Omaha. Now, I mean, in Omaha, everyone's on the road. And that new park is almost worse than the old Rosenblatt. Like, it's different. It's weird. Like, you can't hit – nobody can hit home runs very much.
You gotta lace it.
Yeah, it's kind of a different animal. So, I know it's Wednesday, but I'm gonna be kind of optimistic here, you know? Tough environment to win the Super, but if you win it might harden them up a little more. Help this team. We talked about your mic's on. We talked about how this team has like been kind of been an immature ball club at times, and they've matured in the second half of the season. I mean, if you just look at their second half, they project like a really, you know, like a 8-9 seed in the tournament. But the first half, they're pretty bad, and then they had some sprinkles of that late in the season.
I was just going to say that, I mean, you kind of figured you'd have to win on the road to get to Omaha to begin with when this whole thing started.
Yeah, I mean, we could be at Auburn. That's kind of what it said. You know.
Or anywhere. I mean,
We didn't even have to beat Clemson twice. We just kind of stole their soul in one game, and they were done. But I do feel for Tennessee fans that could have gone to the game here.
Yeah, that's my thing. No, I wanted the way you won, where you won, who you beat to get here, it would have been nice to be rewarded for that. But, you know, I mean, Southern Miss took down a juggernaut in Penn.
Right.
So I understand that the NCAA is saying, wow, that's like maybe the greatest win in the history.
Beat them twice in a row.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, to take down the greatest baseball team ever 2 games in a row, I mean, that's saying something about this Southern Miss club.
Jordan tweets at me, brings up a good point. So he says, besides their environment, which he calls a Woodstock-like environment.
I'd say that's fair.
He said he thinks that actually playing in a bigger ballpark this weekend is going to help our pitchers, because if you look back last year in the Supers against Notre Dame, what kind of burnt you were a couple of fluke home run balls.
Yeah.
That in most parks
that squeak over in the corner and everything like that. Yeah. And that's the good – like, it is a bigger park. Is it like left center and right center that are – it seems like it has weird dimensions. Straightaways longer. The corners are – I think it's only like 10 or 12 feet longer, but it's they're kind of weird. But, yeah, like when we hit home runs, we don't hit many like fence scrapers.
It's 340 to
left.
Center field's 400, right field 340 as well.
Well, let's see. Moore was hitting – What was the one off the top of the batter's eye? Like 440?
Yeah, so.
Denton's was out of a stadium.
450, something like that.
Still flying.
But, I mean, I think it helps a guy like Dolander, who early on has given up a couple of home runs that in some other stadiums probably not getting out.
Yeah. I mean, Clemson was a small park. Ours, obviously, small park.
Clemson's smaller than ours.
I thought it was pretty close.
I thought it was a hair smaller.
It might have been shorter in the corners. I think it was deeper to center and right center, left center. But it doesn't matter when you're hitting them off the top of the batter's eye.
So it was the only reason we didn't get the game ultimate is because the field is bigger. The stadium is bigger, right?
I don't know. More seats.
Yeah.
I mean,
why else? I mean, you're better than the stats. You're better than all the records. You're better than everything else you're supposed to go by outside the facilities.
Yeah, they promised more money. We said that's what it'd come down to. Yeah. They said, you know, we have 5,600 normally. We're going to pack it out to wherever they did last year, 6,600. We don't have that. We can't get that many people in ours.
Or you just win more baseball games during the regular season, you don't have the issue either.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, it really does come down. Like, it's funny, at the time we're like, okay, don't worry too much about it. It's a bad weekend, but if you, take the series against Missouri, this is here now. Because you're, a top 16 seed.
Maybe you win the one game at SEC tournament. Who knows?
Yeah.
How small the margin was. Maybe you host over Auburn.
The Missouri series killed us. One of y'all said that yesterday. But that's the way it goes. The way the cookie crumbles. What?
Shut up.
You don't like that?
Send us to break. That was so bad. After our crumble cookies talk in the first segment.
Good point. Final segment, hour number one, Wednesday edition of the program. We're talking about Tennessee, headed to Hattiesburg, Mississippi. The games begin at 3 o'clock on Saturday, ESPNU. Everything else is TBD. Why wouldn't they schedule the first two games out? Like, there's going to be a second game in all these series.
TV.
Somebody wins 20 to nothing, they're going to change it up because that's not as good a game or something.
Or maybe there's a big upset that they want to push into a prime network.
Okay.
I saw Tennessee has a 73% chance, according to the metrics, to win the regional.
73?
Yep, pretty good, right?
That's pretty high, yeah. I probably would have guessed maybe pitching. 60 something. Yeah, no, we're... You got that going.
It is what it is. Just get the new stadium built. Come on. Get the renovations done. It's just embarrassing to lose. Like, if that's what they're going to say, oh, it's a bigger venue. Like, that's embarrassing. It's Southern Miss. Come on.
Yeah.
It's University of Tennessee. Like, make it happen.
Well, that was kind of the conversation last year. And this team was so good. It's like, all right, we're going to be a baseball school now. Let's, to their credit, we kept our coach and we have plans for it. Just taking time. But it does feel like we're a little slow. Let's go to the Big Orange Philly phone lines.
We
got Roberto up first today. What's up, Berto? You're on 3 and Out.
Good morning, gents.
Morning, bud.
Hope you're well. Finally starting to recover my voice from screaming at that home run Zane didn't hit the other night.
Excellent.
Yeah. No joke. I actually lost my voice. Nate, did you say why don't they go ahead and schedule the first two games times? Is that what I heard you say?
Yeah.
It broke up when you said it.
Yeah, I mean, they know there's going to be two games. So
I think it's because the Sunday games there's going to be a bunch of if necessary games possibly on Sunday, and they're going to want to schedule those instead of, like they're going to give them practice.
Oh, yeah, I forgot that one of them, okay. Well, definitely. It seems like you could.
Is it half the games start Friday and half start Saturday?
Yeah,
I think so.
So did they already schedule the Saturday game times for game two of those series, or are they still TB determined?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. No, that was just when you said it, that's the first thing that came to my head.
Yeah, it's a good point. I forgot about the overlap there.
The other thing that's kind of strange to me, I mean, they could not have screwed Tennessee anymore. You guys realize that, right? I mean, like, I started breaking it down the other night, and it's like, Southern Miss gets a whole extra day for their ace because their ace pitched 2 days ago, right? Mm-hmm. And he threw 123-pitch complete game against Samford, which they lost, by the way. And, you know, this guy's like all-American type pitcher. He's legit. He's going to be drafted. And it's just, it's like, wow. So you play out in the loser's bracket and get rewarded with the Saturday game.
And the host.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
Well, I mean, like, the host is the host. I will tell you that, I actually spoke to somebody at my kid's softball game last night who works in the athletic department, who I've known for years and years. And he said that Tennessee, and he said 100%, what he meant was he is 100% sure that Tennessee made a larger offer to the NCAA than Southern Miss did.
I don't know how they wouldn't. I mean.
He said 100%, and at first I thought he meant 100% like dollars, like 100% more, and he corrected me. He's like, no, I'm 100% sure we made a larger offer. Like, he knows the offers. He didn't tell me, and I'm not ratting him out. But, and I was just like, wow. So why did they choose Southern Miss over us? And he even said, there's a scuttlebutt around campus that it was just rigged from the jump against us. Like, that it was the Southern Miss's. Was it, there's a player on Southern Miss whose dad was on it. I still haven't figured out who that is. I haven't taken the time to look it up. And then the former AD that's at Southeastern Louisiana State Tech University or wherever he is now. Like, that should matter. And, you know, I think it was a daddy, I want a super regional at home type of deal. And when the deck's stacked against you before the votes are even cast, it's already over. Why do you, you know? I think that's why everybody knew that. I think everybody, like at D1 who was saying stuff, and the national media who was saying stuff, I think they already knew that they were going to pick Southern Miss. Because their resume doesn't stack up. Southern Miss's best win, guys, do you know what it is?
Mm-mm.
They beat Coastal once in a three-game series. That's their best win all year. Their second best win is probably beating Illinois. Whatever. I mean, that. Then of course we can't wear the black shirts because isn't their home color black?
Yeah, I mean they'll have the choice to wear something else, but if they want to go black, then we can't wear ours, obviously.
Yeah, so can't do that. I mean, just keep stacking it up. But I just think that. I think Tony's going to be able to use it. If there was one thing that I felt like last year's team did that was negative, when they got their super at home, they got really nervous come game three, you know? And when that guy hit that home run in game three, that place, all the air went out of it, and you could just see the players deflate and realize that they were probably going home, and they were all swinging for the fence to try to even it up, and, you know? That won't happen down there. I mean, it's us versus the world down there. And I think this team has responded the last couple of weeks to us versus the world. So I think it's a good thing, actually. Obviously, I think it's ridiculous that Southern Miss only has to give 600 tickets of their alleged over 6,000 to UT. Do you guys feel the same way about that?
No, because we were doing the same thing. Like, everyone does that. We didn't give LSU any more than their 600.
I think it was less than 600.
So let's not be a hypocrite.
I think we offer more. You're allowed to turn them down, right? I'm pretty sure we offered like.
Roberto, do you think LSU turned down any tickets for a super regional in baseball?
Yeah, probably not. You're probably right.
Okay. But I mean, we would do the same thing. Like I'm not going to hate on Southern Miss for having a Like, it's not their fault.
Yeah, I mean, they sold out their season tickets before the season even started. Like,
no, I mean, you can hate the NCAA, and we all do, right? I mean, they're terrible at pretty much everything.
I just thought that was a low number. But 10%, I thought there was, like, a mandatory 20%. But I guess there's clearly not.
No, I don't know. That's the other thing that's weird. Like, it's the further you get away from college football, the weirder all the NCAA rules are. Because no one cares until there's like a specific moment, you know. College football at least more people care, and so it kind of forces them to at least make some sense out of their own rule book. But
yeah. Well, I'm not going to crap on Southern Miss then. And you know what? Hat tip to them because they actually care down there too. That place is going to be raucous.
Yeah, it's going to be
wild. They do care. It's so weird that there's two states that really, really embrace baseball at a college level, and it's Mississippi and South Carolina. It's really interesting. I don't know why, because I guess they're fringy in football at the college level, but they're really – I mean, well, you got Clemson, but they're all really good baseball schools all over those states. So I don't know, guys. I think Tennessee is going to blow them out, though. I think Tennessee is going to come in the hunter for the first time in a long time. This is the first time Tennessee is going to feel slighted or should be allowed to feel slighted in something in a long time. And I think we're going to come in, and I wouldn't doubt. I don't think they have a run rule in supers anymore. They used to. I wouldn't doubt that Tennessee beats them by double-digit runs every single game.
Thanks for the call, Berto. We got to run hour two next.